The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Hello, everybody. We're back after the international break to look at the Premier League weekend, and it should be a good one. Lots of new players on show for their respective clubs, and obviously some players who are going to make their bow in the Premier League as well. We've kept faith with our three. We've got Ron Atkinson, Robbie Savage, and Derek McGovern. No need to bring in extras when if it's not broken, don't fix it. Is my motto, guys.
Exactly. You stuck with the academy lads like
this. Is Ronald there?
Yeah, he's here.
He's not there.
You know what? The reason I got out of that place last week quickly is because I'd heard of so much inane chatter.
Brilliant. Yeah,
it just reminds me of it.
Yeah, you're wishing you were back in. Not quite.
Have you got to go tonight, Ron?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, I've got to go and just look at him and go, yes, see you all again, but not in my lifetime.
Not even your buddy Bruce?
Bruce is all right. Bruce is all right. I have a drink with him. And there's about two or three of them, but there's a few.
Yeah. Is this broken into your holiday as well? Or have you come back especially for this?
Sort of. It weren't really a holiday. It was just...
Well, it's a holiday.
Just nicking down to...
Yeah, get a bit of sunny back.
Long weekend, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, as you do. Next week. Last week Tenerife, next week Capri. You do these things.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Are you buying one, are you?
Can you still get a Capri?
Why do you want to sell yours?
I'll take the fairy dice out, the first one. That'll be all right, won't it?
A Capri gear. Remember them? That's one for the youngsters. Let's start with the football, shall we? Get cracking. Manchester United versus Crystal Palace is the opening game of the Premier League fixture list. 1-5 Manchester United. 11-2 the price for the draw. And Crystal Palace are 12-1, which, it's not that big. Yeah, we've seen much bigger with teams like Crystal Palace going to Manchester United. Man United have failed to score in two successive Premier League games for the first time since August 2007. And I suppose that's kind of one of the stats that's just hovering around at the minute, Ron. A little bit of unease from United fans, a little bit of unease everywhere about United at the moment, isn't there? This is a perfect game for them to get.
Well, I was going
to
say the most uneasy people, I think, will be Crystal Palace. In Holloway, we'll go there, they'll play some lovely football, they get a lot of plaudits, and they'll get beat 3-0.
Yeah. Simple as that.
I think it's a good fixture for Manchester United. I know Palace beat them in some sort of a League Cup. Was it last year or the year before? But they won't win here. They'll get beat 2-0. Manchester United, 3-0.
That price is 9-1.
I'll add to that. Why go? I think 3-0 as well. I'll go. If Fellaini starts, Fellaini first goal, why not? What's the odds on that?
Yeah, so Fellaini scored the first goal and 3-0.
Yeah,
this is going to be a whopper. I'm predicting this is not that big actually. 33-1. I thought it'd be bigger than that.
It's not bad.
He's actually the headline offer for United. So Fellaini to score any time and United to win is 3-1. Another stat. What I mentioned about, that kind of unease is that they're yet to score in the opening 30 minutes of any of the matches so far. In last season, they scored 33 goals during the first half an hour. I suppose that shows, Robbie, a slight difference in style between Sir Alex Ferguson and David Moyes. Ferguson seemed to send them out to get stuck in immediately, didn't he?
Yeah.
And Moyes doesn't?
Yeah, it doesn't, but... Yeah... I think you're best asking Ron that, because I think as a player you go out to score as many goals as you can from the first rush. I don't think you'll sit back, and that won't be your mentality. Sure, as a Manchester United player, to go out there and just think, I think you'd be going out there no matter who the manager is, to score as early as you can. Ron?
Yeah, I don't think the managerial appointments altered that mode of thinking at all. I think you've got to look. Don't forget, Manchester United didn't have the best results against Chelsea over the piece, have they?
No.
At Old Trafford. So that was... I think you've got to look at the fixtures United have had as well, And they've been to Liverpool. They've been beaten at Liverpool before. Not for a long time, I suppose, but they have been. 1-0. So, but they played three games. Two of the games, you've got to say, have not been the easiest of fixtures.
No. Lee, stop asking stupid questions.
That's my job. I'm really good at it.
You perfected it, Barry.
Thanks, Ron.
Let me say it was a very reasonable question to ask.
Thanks, yeah.
Unfortunately, you're surrounded by experts.
About Man United's fixtures. It is right, because from the same three fixtures last season, it was the same number of points. So they have, yeah, they're not up or down. But there's more to it than that, isn't there? You know, there's unease among the fans. They don't look the same Man United. And, you know, if Crystal Palace was suddenly... You know, say Crystal Palace were to score early. Unlikely, I know. But, you know, or kept it blank for, 30 minutes. Imagine the unease going around Man United. They've got the manager who doesn't seem to know what he's doing. The players don't fill me with any kind of confidence anyway. Van Persie seems to have gone at the game. Rooney won't be playing. I don't raise anything else in that side. I can't make a case for Palace, obviously. A 12-1 is no kind of bet. But I'm going to go for them with a handicap, I've got a great confidence boost to win over Sunderland last time. I'm going to go for Palace with a two-goal start at 23-20.
You say about Palace there scoring. Ian Holloway's Blackpool scored in both games against Man United. They lost both games, but they scored.
Didn't they lose one about 7-3 or something?
Yeah, scored in both of them, which is, yeah. So,
I said, went away with all the plaudits and got murdered.
Yes, yeah, 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 usual. Remember,
incidentally, Robbie, here's one for you. In the course of a season, the Everton manager's taken over at Man United. Do you think he's ever going to get one word of praise from our other co-pundit?
Well, Ron, you say that.
Listen to it.
I'll put the name Mr. Wayne Rooney. Right, he went the same way from Everton to Man United. I should despise him. I've got nothing but praise for him. But so, you see?
You've been slaughtering him over the years.
Rooney!
No, you know, I've never have.
Ron, your statement there was all wrong when you said Cole Pundit, he's a Muppet.
Get it right, Cole Muppet.
Cole Muppet. Dear. So 3-0 for Ron. What are you going for, Robbie?
I'm going 3-0 for Laney. Is it best to do Fellaini last goal scorer or first goal scorer?
I don't know if you can do the in that way of the scorecast. Let me just have a quick look if you can do the last.
I'll go first goal scorer.
No, you can do that. You can have a last goal.
I've got a feeling Robbie will start on the bench. I don't know. I've got a feeling he'll start him on the bench.
Might be as good a bet to get him sent off. It's the same price, Robbie. 33-1 for first or last in a 3-0.
I'll go for last because if he's on the bench.
Yeah, okay.
He will be the biggest flop of all time, Fellaini. Mark my words.
The only thing that will flop about him is his hair. Get on with it.
What are you going for then, Derek?
Two goal star Palace, 23-20.
I'll tell you what it does do. What's happened to him? Is it Joe Allen? What's that? Is he still open that restaurant? He used to have restaurants in there. What's his name?
What, the Liverpool player?
Yes, that's the one. That's never to be forgotten.
Everton versus Chelsea is the second of the TV games. This is at 5:30 on Saturday evening. 11-5 for Everton. 23-10 the draw, and 5-4 for Chelsea. Everton did quite a bit of business in the end of the transfer window, didn't they? And after all the complaining from the manager about the transfer window, he signed a few players in the end. Chelsea are second in the table after just three games, 7 points. Everton down in 15th with just 3 points, and as we know, they've all been draws. I think that stat we mentioned before, David Moyes never failed to at least win one game in his first three in the Premier League. Is it fair to have question marks hanging over Martinez already, Robbie?
Yeah, I think there is. No question. Conceded, I think he's conceded 190-odd goals in three years at Wigan in the Premier League, so I think they can see goals. Phil Jagielka played well for England, but I think the three new signings they've made in the Kaku, Barry and McCarthy, I think they've got a great deal there with the sale of Fellaini. So I think them three possibly could have more of an effect of team than Fellaini did this season. So I think that's a good signing for him. I don't think they'll win here. I think the manager, he's no world beater. I didn't particularly like the way he got the job in terms of, considered future at Wigan when he got him relegated. So on all that basis, Andy said, when I tipped the Gordon down, he wouldn't mind if Johan Cruyff tipped him to go down because it was me, he didn't care. So I'm going Chelsea to win.
Not that you're hanging on to that grudge.
No,
of course not. Lukaku can't play in this one, by the way.
You know, Robbie reminded me of then Vicky in the Big House when she, when she said Chop Suey Louie's got to go. Yeah. That's it. Robbie, don't have a personal vendetta. Be analytical.
It's all right on this, though. Lukaku can't play in this one because it's against his parent club. But just in case anyone else was wondering out there, Derek. I mean, to add to that thing about David Moyes not having having won at least one of his first three games. If they don't win this against Chelsea, it'll be only the fourth time in 43 seasons that they haven't won any of the first four league games.
Good start.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
I like that.
I must thank Opta.
And not particularly tough fixtures either, were they? Norwich, West Brom and Cardiff. I mean, imagine one of them to have been winnable. But
it seems to be all about possession rather than scoring goals for him, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, he's made some good signings, though. He's had a great transfer window. Everton, probably the best of all. But I just come to the odds here. I can't believe Chelsea are odds against here. I just expected to see them 10 to 11. Best odds on price you could get for them. But 5 to 4, they've got to be backed. They have got to be backed.
Yeah, Ron, not a bad transfer window for Chelsea either, of course. Willian coming in, Eto, I mean, some people are saying, is he another Shevchenko? Not sure he is, really. I think he probably will score goals. Obviously, they've already made a few signings. Martinez, again, not to be hammering him into the ground or anything, but he's won one of his last 11 Premier League games as a manager. That'll be on your mind, wouldn't it?
There's an interesting stat. How many goals have Everton conceded?
They have conceded two against Norwich. Two at Norwich. It was 0-0 draws, the two, weren't they?
Yeah. I was going to say, normally, that's one of the things levelled against him, is the fact that, he does his defence when he's at Wigan wasn't it was non-existent most of the time. They relied on the goalie to keep him in the game. I got a feeling, although Chelsea have got a bit of a track record at Goodison, haven't they? I seem to remember them, Drogba getting a winner.
Season run, but it's not great, overall. Everton have only lost two of the last seven at home to Chelsea.
Well, that's not bad. Because I actually think that this could be another draw,
Right.
I got a feeling this will be another draw. I think you're going to have to give the Chelsea new boy. You talk about Eto, by the way.
Yeah.
Do you remember last year when we saw him play at Anfield? He played in a deep midfield role, didn't he?
Yeah.
And I just wonder, when strikers start doing that, you start to think, have they lost that edge that takes them forward a little bit? Mm. I don't know. I do think it might take them a little bit of time to settle down. Will I am and all them people. So on that basis, I think Everton, with the home advantage, will get a draw out of the game.
Right. The draw is 23-10. If you think it'll be a draw with both teams scoring, so 1-1, 2-2, etc., 100-30 the price for that one. Miralles to score and Everton to win is 8-1. Hazard to score and Chelsea to win is 6-1. If you fancy either of those.
Double.
Yes, good spot. Southampton versus West Ham is the Sunday afternoon game. This one got the big build-up from Derek on Monday's podcast, didn't it? You've been looking forward to this all week, haven't you, Derek?
I'm doing match of the days.
On match of the days.
Hey, Robbie, last Sunday was better than this Sunday. We had no games at all. Better than this.
Southampton 17-20 at home, 12-5 the draw, and West Ham are 7-2. Southampton, I mean, we said this before the last round of Premier League games, if you cast your mind back, that seem to be overrated by the bookmakers. Don't seem to score many goals, mind you, neither do West Ham. And what a hammer blow, Derek, that Carroll looks like he's going to be out again. I mean,
hammer blow for Southampton, you mean? I tell you what, Lee.
But they pinned a lot on him, let's be fair.
They have. And my feelings about West Ham, I mean, I'm always prepared to take them on. And they finished about 10th last season. I still can't believe that. But 7-2, West Ham to win at Southampton. You have to back it. Who was Southampton to be odds on? I just can't have it. I cannot have it at all. The odds are totally wrong. There's no way West Ham will be 7-2 come kick-off time. I might bet now it'll be under 3-1. 11-4 West Ham by kick-off time. 7-2, got to get on it.
It could be low scoring this one, Ron, couldn't it? Because Southampton have struggled to score goals in the Premier League. They had a friendly, I think, where they scored a few against Real Sociedad. But since then, they hit five against Barnsley in the cup. But struggling to score goals, and West Ham aren't exactly chock full of goals either, are they?
No, to be fair, I think West Ham will find this year a lot harder than they did last season. You know, I mean, 10th place was creditable last year. I think they'll do well to stay up this year. I think they'll be one of those fighting those last few spaces. I don't think they'll go down, but I think they'll be in contention for going down. I fancy Southampton. I must admit, I can't really fancy West Ham away from home. I know they once or twice last year they sprung a few surprises, but I don't really fancy them really going anywhere away from home. Not to win, maybe to draw, yeah. And whatever we say about Carroll, he does at least put a bit of fear into the opposition. So I'm going for Southampton. You might be right about them not scoring many goals yet, but I think they'll score goals. I think they've got people in the side. I mean, the centre-forward's going to weigh in with a few anyway, isn't he? And I wouldn't be surprised to see him score in this game. Mm. So, you know, for me, Southampton.
I'll go Southampton 1-0. I wouldn't be surprised if it's 0-0, though. To make matter day even better Sunday night, I'll go 1-0 Southampton.
The big thing about it all is while we were on the blog, my daughter's just rang up from Manchester to see whether to come down Saturday for lunch or Sunday for lunch. I said, I've just looked. I've just heard you know about that fixture. I said, Sunday's a good day.
1-0 Southampton is 11-2. Lambert to score and Southampton to win. If he's still on the crest of a wave, 5-2.
I like 5 that
to
one.
2. Yeah.
Can they win any price? Any score?
Yeah, any score, any time he scores. He can score any time in the game as well.
Because, you know, there's every chance of a penalty as well, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
Nolan to score and West Ham to win is 12-1. Couple of little stats. If you like your passing stats, which a lot of people do these days, West Ham have attempted fewer passes than any other side in the Premier League and have the worst passing accuracy in the Premier League as well. Another little
English players, are they?
And another quick one. Not since Pochettino's first home game in charge, when there was a 0-0 v Everton, have Saints managed to keep a clean sheet at St Mary's in the Premier League. That's 8 games without a clean sheet since his first game in charge. Monday night's TV game is Swansea City versus Liverpool. A few people sharing these clubs, of course. The manager, of course, it's been a year now though since he was manager at Swansea City. Liverpool, great start to the season, obviously top of the table. 1-3, played 3, scored 3, conceded none. So you can't really ask more than that. Yes, Robert,
Nate,
go.
Yeah. What's the odds on Sturridge starting?
Oh, starting?
I think that'll be good. I know what you're saying there, Robbie.
I mean, I don't know if we've got odds on him starting, but have you seen that? I mean, there's a special bet they've put out, and we'll just go straight into this. And I'm not sure why they've put this out necessarily. I guess someone must have asked for it. Sturridge to score first. And Liverpool win 1-0, which, you know, is what's been happening.
Yeah.
40-1.
Oh,
really? Is that? Yeah. I mean, the true price is 36-1, I think. So it's big anyway. But they've added another 4 points onto it for some reason. That just looks ridiculous, doesn't
it? That's a great bet. If he starts, yeah. that is my bet of the week. If he starts,
no, it's not.
Why wouldn't he start?
Do it?
Well, no, what seriously? It was a week ago the England game. By the time this kicks off, why? You know, a week's a long time to recover, isn't it? From a knock he had. Why shouldn't he start?
It's not. It's a fair point, Dale, but. It's a fair point, but
he will start. He will start, won't he?
Yeah. God, we won't be back in Liverpool if he doesn't. I mean, you know, who's going to start up front if he doesn't?
Hey, by the way, is this what they call his last game of suspension?
No, he's got another one.
Another one after this
game. Yeah.
What have you made of Liverpool so far, Ron?
I've been very impressed. I thought they, if the players they bought are anything like their reputations, they bought quite well in the window, and they've got away to a good start. And I know Europe. I think they might be the very, very much the dark horses.
Mm.
Yeah. I do actually. I think they've got a very good chance this year of causing a lot of upsets, putting themselves in the frame when, you know, before a ball was kicked, nobody over fancied them to be anything higher than fourth. I think they might be the one that upsets the status quo.
Top four finish odds now on Liverpool are 5-4. So that's
and my bet
shortened.
Of the week is them to win 1-0 and Sturridge to score.
We'll all pack
it. I got in firstly.
Oh, dear me.
We'll all go for
back
that
to, go back to the table. I got in first.
Maybe we should just make that a punt special, you know, the one that everyone likes. Derek, I mean, there's a load of, again, a load of stats. If they win this, you'll hear the commentator saying that it'll be the 400th win in the Premier League for Liverpool. He didn't lose to his former club at all last year, and they smashed him 5-0 at Anfield, didn't they?
Yeah, but wasn't that a game that Swansea...
By the way.
Oh, sorry, when was that?
That was the week before the cup final.
Exactly. Yes, it was,
I was about to say that.
Yeah.
It was 0-0 at Swansea last season. And if you remember that game, both sides had the ball. You know, we kept the ball for about an hour every time they got it, but without laying a glove on each other.
That would be 2 hours, Dale, if you kept her off an hour each.
There's a lot of injury time that day. Both teams to score, 8-11, yes. Evens, no. Now, you know, that's ridiculous. The evens has got to be backed because it'll be the same again. You know, it'll be 50-50 possession. They'll go in each other's half about three times. You wouldn't be backing Liverpool at 5-4, too short. I don't fancy Swansea enough. Probably end up with a draw, but no in both teams to score. It could well be my bet of the weekend.
Robbie, I don't actually believe this stat. It's from Opta, who do all the stats, and they're fantastic. Listen to this.
Did it got a bet right?
Liverpool have won the first three games of a top-flight season whilst keeping a clean sheet in each game for the first time in their history. That's not the Premier League. That's top flight. That's all the great Liverpool teams. It doesn't sound like it could possibly be right, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Have you been eating an Opta prediction, really?
Yeah. I've got the BBC crib sheet that you get.
It was that same Opta that once told me Liam Dace was a better passer of the ball than Gary McAllister.
So maybe there's some doubt over that stat now. It doesn't sound like it could be right. But a great start to
the game. Was it the same Opta that said Ron's win percentage of United was awful?
No, different one.
That never happened. Hey, that never happened, pal. You checked the facts.
What about this one, Robbie? Swansea at home to Liverpool?
Liverpool 1-0 Sturridge.
Simple as that?
Simple as that.
Fair dues. There'll be a lot of passing in this game, that's for sure. We can guarantee that, can't we?
Yeah, but Liverpool have been riding their luck on, you know, 3-1-0 wins, haven't they? I mean, they've been hanging on in at least two of those games. I think the results are flattering them a little. Yeah, they've made a great start, no doubt about it, but the results are flattering them. I've just got a sneaking feeling they're due a rude awakening sooner or later.
Mm. Well, I tried to sign him once from Holland.
Very good. Fulham versus West Brom is the first of the non-TV games. This is 3 o'clock on Saturday, of course. Fulham are 21-20, 12-5 the draw. West Brom are priced up at 13-5. West Brom currently rock bottom of the Premier League with a point, together with Sunderland on exactly the same goal difference as well. Fulham not too much higher. They've got 2 points more. They're 17th. Fulham have lost 8 of their last 11 Premier League games spanning the summer, winning just 7 points overall in that period. Only side not to score a goal yet in the Premier League are West Brom, of course. Probably a bit of trouble at both of these clubs. Robbie, a lot of people last year thought Fulham could go down. They did all right in the end, to be fair. What about West Brom this year? They look a bit suspect. They have strengthened, haven't they? They were another one of the really busy clubs in on the final day of the transfer window.
Well, listen, both of these teams, I think, will be skirting relegation this year. Right. And it could go down to the wire, but I think Hull, Palace and probably Sunderland will finish below them, but I think these two, I think West Brom could finish 17th. I think they're poor, and Fulham could finish one place above them. Two poor teams. What's the best odds, the draw?
West Brom just 13-5. So, but not, there's not much, not much in it though.
Yeah, but I don't think they'll win. It's Fulham or the draw, whichever is the best odds.
So it's a draw then. It's another silly little stat. I don't know how these things work, Derek. But West Brom have played 40 Premier League games in London. They've won 4 of the previous 39. Yeah. Don't know why that would. I mean, obviously good sides, aren't they? You know, generally Arsenal, Chelsea, and Tottenham—they're pretty decent sides, aren't they?
Yeah.
What do you reckon? I mean, neither team have really set the season up yet,
no.
Have they?
No. Well, we tipped West Brom, didn't we, early on? Big prices, that's a struggle, and that's what they've had. But they have had a decent transfer window. And I know we laughed when we looked at the players Fulham have got, you know, going out with a cigar in their hand. Darren Bent, Berbatov, Tarabt, Brian Ruiz. But, you know, it's coming home to roost, isn't it? You ain't going to get a lot of work rate from those four. Why would you back him at short? Or just a little shade above evens, you wouldn't. I'm going to go for West Brom here. I think they've made some decent signings. I think there's a little bit more to come from them now. Remember, this is a side that finished about seventh last season, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they haven't made that much change. Many
the record since now. Christmas, Derek.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, they are capable, Ron. They're well capable of going to Fulham and winning.
I think that Sessegnon's a good signing.
Yeah, he is.
I think that's a very good signing for them. That'll give them a little bit of invention in there.
I remember Ivan Elker as well. You know, say what you like about him. He's at his best, he wasn't many better, were there?
Well, no, that's his best. Key words. Whether he's, he's only played about three times in the last 12 months, hasn't he, really?
Yeah.
But, I was a big fan of his.
And Ichibi's not going to score you 20 a season, is he, either? I mean, he's one of the other signings.
You know what he has got, though? He's got a better record than I would have credited him.
Yeah, that's true.
He's got about 25 from about 90 games, hasn't he, at Everton? And never started many of them.
Yeah.
I was surprised. I didn't realise he was... I've never put him down as a goal scorer, but... I fancy West Brom to get a 1-1 draw there.
Yeah, let's look at the price on that, actually. Fulham-West Brom, the 1-1 draw comes out at, talking very slowly while the web page loads up, 6-1 the price for that 1-1 draw.
Yeah. I can see them.
Next up, Tottenham at home to Norwich, 4-9 Tottenham, 16-5 the draw. Norwich are priced up at 13-2. Tottenham so far, well, the sixth, with 6 points from their three games, two wins and one loss. As for Norwich, ninth, with 4 points from their three games, they've won one, drawn one and lost one. The loss for Tottenham, of course, was at Arsenal. Norwich lost that game at Hull, but beat Southampton last time out just 1-0. Not many goals in either of these teams' games so far, Robbie. Tottenham are taking a bit of time to settle in, aren't they, with these new signings? They can get on with it now. Now the Gareth Bale thing's out of the way, he's gone. And they can get on with just getting this team knitted together, which is harder than it looked, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I've put Christian Eriksen into the team. I think I know they've bought well, but they've bought big, powerful. They look a strong physical team, but without no real creativity. I've definitely put Christian Eriksen into the team. I think both teams will score. I do. I've 2-1 Spurs.
Derek?
Well, you know what? I wish I hadn't seen Tottenham against Arsenal because I was really disappointed in them. At their best, they could steamroller Norwich, but I've got a nagging doubt inside in my head after watching them. I just thought they looked very limited. They shouldn't, the players they've got. Robbie's probably right, Eriksen. I mean, he's a tremendous player, and I could see him starting. I was surprised Dembele didn't start in the last game as well. I'm struggling with this game because Tottenham should win and should win well, but they just weren't at it really against Arsenal. I'm really, really disappointed. Late, I'm going to go for Tottenham.
2 years ago, Norwich beat them, didn't they? 2-1.
Yeah.
Well, did they draw there last year?
Or did they get... Yeah, 1-1 last year.
I'm going to say there's a little bit of horses for courses. Hughton going back to the club he'd been at so long. But I must admit, Tottenham have got to start winning us. The pressure will start to come on the manager. I actually think they'll win this one comfortably.
Mm.
When I say comfortably, to nothing. Probably a conservative 2-0.
Next up, Hull versus Cardiff. Hull are 7-5. It's 21-10 the price for the draw and 21-10 the price for Cardiff. The season so far, Hull are in the bottom three with 3 points from their games so far. Cardiff are 11th with 4 points from their matches so far. Obviously, these two have played each other recently in the Championship. Who's made the better start to the season, though, do you think, Ron? You'd have to give that to Cardiff with that win over City?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And I would look at this game and think they'll win this, because it'll hold no fears for them, will it? You know, they're familiar with Hull City, topped them last year in the league. I don't know what the respective results were in the games.
Yeah, it was a 2-2 draw at Hull and Cardiff won 2-1 at home.
Yeah, I fancy Cardiff could go there and win. I think they might win this one. I think Cardiff will win one or two away games, actually. Not against the best. They won't beat the best, but they'll beat the teams that are going to be in the bottom sort of group.
Mm.
I think they'll win this one.
Yeah. The equaliser at Hull was last year a late goal, and late goals featured, actually, in both games last season. Robbie, Hull-Cardiff. It's a big game, isn't it? But not, it doesn't seem like a big game now, if you know what I mean. If this was, like, obviously, a month before the end of the season, it'd probably be a massive game.
Well, Bruce, if you're looking at the fixtures, thinking we've got a winner, I thought they were very unlucky at City. If they had somebody who could sit the ball in the back of the net, they'd have won the game. They play without fear. But the pressure goes on them at home to Cardiff. You know, going to City, think we got no chance. You know, let's go and play with the freedom. Here, there'd be a bit of pressure on them to win it. And maybe that'll affect them. I think I'll go with Cardiff. 1-0 Cardiff.
Mm, yeah. I mean, it's not quite big enough to go into your theory of 3-1 or bigger, Derek. But it's big enough, isn't it? 21-10 when their away form last year against, you know, calibre of Hull was the best in the division.
Well, yeah, but I went for that reason. I went for them big time on the opening day at West Ham. I thought they were massively priced for that, and they didn't get a kick. You know, and I can't back them at that, those odds to beat Hull, because I thought Hull was sensational against City, absolutely sensational, probably better against City than Cardiff were, and Cardiff got the 3 points. Tough one to call this. I'm tempted for Hull, you know, because that's how well I was impressed with them. But I'll go for the draw, bigger price, draw for me.
Yeah, did you say 2-1, Robbie? Cardiff.
1-0.
Oh, 1-0, sorry, 7-1 that is. Cardiff are the longest ball specialists, if you like, in the Premier League. Hit more long balls than anyone else. And only Fulham and Hull, their opponents, have attempted fewer shots than Cardiff so far this season. Hull have attempted 16, Cardiff 20, so might be a low scorer, as Robbie's predicted there. Next up, let's have a look at Sunderland at home to Arsenal. 9-2 Sunderland, 13-5 the draw, 4-6 the price for Arsenal to win at the Stadium of Light. Robbie, your mirror column's about the kind of the next few weeks for the Sunderland manager. I mean, I've had a little bet for Sunderland to be bottom at Christmas, looking at their fixture list and what's going on at the club. They were it was leaked out that the first team was beaten by the under 20. And beating pretty well. Barnes is not exactly covering himself in glory. He's looking for another club, obviously, after tweeting, I think he's on one of the social media networks, laughing at the fact that they lost to Fulham. Not all isn't well at Sunderland, I think it's fair to say, Robbie.
No, not at all. And I don't know what Ron thinks about our manager coming out and hammering a couple of his players, as he did when they got beat at Palace. You can half understand the guy who dug out the header. I think it was G. But, you know, coming out and hammering your captain for making a mistake, I think that should be done in the change room personally. I don't know what Ron and Derek thinks, but things aren't well. They're not going to get nothing here. Arsenal with a sign of Ozil. I think we'll go there and win. Will Ozil start? Will Ozil score? If Ozil starts, why not Ozil first goal scorer and Arsenal to win?
The funny thing about that, Robbie, the thing with the Kenny you mentioned, on the pitch, you saw him clapping the fans and saying, my fault, my fault.
He's standing,
standing in front of the cameras and then slates his players. Yeah. Robbie, yeah. Ron, you know, you can't do it, can you?
Let me tell you a little story about him. When I was his manager, he got sent off in a cup game when he near enough. You remember later on when he knocked the referee down? The fellow, what was his name?
Alcock,
yeah, he knocked him down. When we played Watford in a cup replay, he nearly did the same. And he was a hair's breadth from knocking him out, and the referee sent him off. So he was whittering on about it 3 days later. We're just going to play Leeds. And I said, Fowler, for Christ's sake, the ref was spot on. Now get it out of your system and let's be playing. Oh, went home. Went home.
To Italy or just in Sheffield?
No, just to Sheffield.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, where he walked up. And we were leaving at 4 o'clock to play Leeds next day. And somebody said, Paolo's not on the coach. I said, right, let's go. Leaving.
Oh, he didn't play.
He was in the team. And he turned up, what can I do? And he's all giving it all. I said, you'll be here for a pre-match meal and we'll see. So I stuck him in and took him off after an hour. Useless. But to get back to your question, I've had stand-up arguments and fights and whatever you like with players, but as soon as you walk out the dressing room, it was all love and light. Like,
No.
We struggled. We were poor. We did this. We didn't defend as a team. We didn't attack as a team. And he's quoted today a thing Alex Ferguson did at Harvard about it, some Harvard sports science college or something. And he's using quotes about that Alex has done. But Alex never did them in public.
No.
You know, he never said. You ever look at the quotes he's come out with, he never did them in public. And I've got to tell you, the only manager I know that could ever get away with that sort of thing is Cluffy. He's the only manager because of his uniqueness and because he won European Cups every year. You know, to do that, you and I've got to win games. I don't know, they're capable of. Well, I think they'll get beat. I think Arsenal's got a great chance there. Normally, Arsenal going up to the northeast, you wonder about. But I'd fancy Arsenal all day long.
Yeah. If you just signed Mesut Ozil for that much money, Ron, you'd start him, wouldn't you?
I would do, because they might have a little. Haven't they got some sort of promo? Arteta's not fit. I'm not sure he will shoot. You know, yeah, you got to play him. I mean,
he's been playing for Real Madrid, and he played both games for Germany, and he scored.
Yeah, you got to play him. When you pay that much money for your main man, you stick him in.
He's gone from the Faroe Islands to Sunderland.
Yeah.
It's like when I pay 200 grand for a Lamborghini, I've got to drive it.
Yeah, exactly. You can't just leave it. You can't just leave it in the garage. You can't, can you, Derek? Yeah, we all know that. Same if you bought a Capri Ghia. It'd be the same thing, wouldn't it? He's 7-4 to be the next Premier League manager to leave Paolo Di Canio.
Great bet.
You think it is, yeah?
Fantastic bet. Yeah. I mean, you know, what Ron said is right. You don't slate your players in public. Everybody, you know, even mugs like me can say that. But it's his results as well. You know, they're not getting any harder. Second from bottom of the league, 1 point from 3 games. Don't look like a team. 7-4, he won't be there by Christmas, I'm convinced, of it. Arsenal have won twice in the last 2 visits to Stadium Alight. And they'll win this one as well. Yeah, Ozil to score and Arsenal to win. He will start 4-1. Did you see the stories this week about him supposedly chasing that Miss Venezuela all over Europe?
Yeah, he loves it.
You can understand why his eyes pop out when you see pictures of her. Jesus.
They said his main weakness is his love of beautiful women.
Yeah.
That's not a weakness.
No.
How is that a weakness?
There's a name for people like that. Men.
Brilliant. Yeah.
I tell you, if I was Wenger, if I wanted to put him up with men, I'd make him watch that big brother.
Giroud's even money to score here, by the way, already in great form, and he's got Ozil supplying him. It's 72 assists in his last 5 seasons. That's more than any player across Europe's top 5 leagues. And then you've got Santi Cazorla, who's also set up more chances in the Premier League than anyone. So Giroud at even money at Sunderland looks... looks a decent
bet. I told you at the start of the year to bet him, didn't I?
Yeah. You know what, Ron? That goal he scored against Tottenham, that was tremendous. I didn't think he was capable of that.
He's about that. That is proper striking ability. Yeah. Check and then dive at the net. The number of times I don't see that happen now. I don't see players diving at the near post. That was always a standard procedure. When the ball's wide, somebody has to get past the near post or towards the near post. And it reminds me a lot of Alan Smith when Alan Smith was at... Not quick, but not know-how. Yeah. Good know-how. If you're not quick, you've got to have good movement.
Aston Villa versus Newcastle. 11-10 Aston Villa, 23-10 the draw. It's 13-5 the price for Newcastle to win this one. Newcastle would have been very pleased with the break, wouldn't they? They've got 4 points from the 3 games so far, which is better than Aston Villa. And I suppose if you said to people, who's had the better start? Most people probably go, yeah, Villa, they've had a good start to the season. If you look at the Premier League results so far, they've lost the last two against Chelsea and against Liverpool. They felt a bit hard done to, I think. Newcastle followed up the 2-0 win over Morecambe with a 1-0 win over Fulham. Robbie?
Aston Villa all day long.
Really?
Is that Villa Park, isn't it?
Yeah, 11-10, yeah.
Yeah, Aston Villa all day long. End of story. Benteke to score if he's fit.
Fair enough. They need a clean sheet, Ron, still, don't they? 25 games without a clean sheet now.
The Villa?
Yep.
I saw this game last year, you know, when it was the first game when the... When Newcastle bought all those players in the window, Sissoko and people like that, and they did not play well for an hour in the game, beat Villa. I got a feeling that they might go there and surprise them again. I'm torn between a draw and a Newcastle win. Mm. I suppose Newcastle winning would be the highest price, wouldn't it?
Yes.
I think they might nick it. Both teams to score, and I think they might win a 1-2. Don't forget, they've signed the lad Remy, haven't they?
Yeah.
People keep saying they haven't signed anybody. Kabay stayed, which I think is massive.
Yeah.
You know, when you start looking at their team, when they start putting their team out on paper, they've got quite a very, very good side that's, if they settle down and start performing, might just go up the league a bit. So.
Yeah, but that team last year, huh?
Well, but if you look at the record after, immediately they signed those players, you know, they didn't half have a surge. And then they just slipped back a bit towards the end. But they also had it the year before when they finished fifth, or near enough. They had a lot of them anyway.
Not that team, did it?
No, they had a lot of them. I know Demba Ba was there, but you think Remy is as good as Demba Ba at the moment, wouldn't you? And Kabai Tioti, is he back in?
Yeah, he played in the internationals, didn't he? So he should be back in the squad.
Yeah, I think they might go there and get a surprise win.
I mean, you know, you mentioned that they've had a better start than Villa. Unkind to Villa, that, given what Villa have played.
Course,
you know, and Newcastle have played nobody. Well, City's first game, I think it was. I mean, this is how bad it is. You know, relegation a concern for Newcastle. Newspapers have already started printing their remaining fixtures. That's how worried they are about them.
But in all fairness, if you're in Newcastle, not a lot else to print.
Kabay, you mentioned, he stayed, but that looks like a discontented player, doesn't it?
They know full well, Derek, now he ain't going nowhere. He'll get on with playing.
Yeah, possibly. But I'm hoping the same for Suarez as well, but you never know until you see them on the field.
When Suarez turns up, he could, if they're still top of the league, he might be the thing that pushes them up right on.
Yeah, I know Pardew was saying he's sort of really pleased with Kabay's application, but the application was for another job, I think. I'm going to go for Villa here. I think they're a better side, and I think Newcastle got better players than Sunderland, but I think they're in as bad, just as much trouble.
Benteke to score and Villa to win will get a lot of attention. 5-2 the price for that, if you fancy a Villa win. Finally, Stoke play Manchester City. 9-2 for Stoke at home, 14-5 the draw. And Manchester City are 8-13. Man City third with 6 points from the three games. Stoke fifth with 6 points from their three games as well. So good start for Mark Hughes. He hasn't had much luck at City since he was sacked by them, though. Lost three of his four Premier League clashes with them since that time. And Stoke haven't won back-to-back Premier League games at home since the end of November 2012. Can they do it here, Derek? Stoke?
Well, the last four matches, this fixture, the last four seasons, has finished 1-1 every single season. 5 seasons ago, it was 1-0 to Stoke. So City, you know, in much of that time, they've been big money City, haven't won at the Britannia in 5 seasons. Just think they're a bit on the short side, City. I really do. I'm not going to go for Stoke, but a draw looks perfectly possible. Draw for me.
Not wishing to stereotype Stoke, and I suppose they are changing slightly, but you know, still putting the balls in the box, run, aren't they? And without company, they look a bit shaky, City, don't they?
They do indeed. Yeah, I mean, when people talk about putting the ball in the box as if it's a crime, you know.
I know.
It ain't exactly a crime if you've got people that can cash in on it. I wouldn't be fancying City with a great deal of confidence in the fixture. I think the draw looks to me about the right result.
Yeah, I'll go with draw as well. Studies 1-0 Liverpool.
Yeah. You're not having that. You can't. I'm not having that if you're both arguing.
I know. Whoa.
Not if you're both arguing over it.
You just push the buttons and ask the questions.
Oh dear.
Go alphabetic glory for Robbie once. Oh no, of course.
Muppet comes before Ron, doesn't it?
Go on then.
You let him have that then, Ron.
Go on then, let him have it.
Oh, thanks, Ron.
I will go
40-1.
I'll go Man United to win. That ain't a result, is it? To win
3-0, 9-1, wasn't it? 3-0.
What's to win to nothing? That's one of Derek's bets when he creeps up all season and then gets pipped again. I'll go 3-0, Man U.
Yeah, 9-1 that was.
I'll have a run for me money.
That's
Liam, got a goal, Lee. Liam, got a goal.
Cheers, Robbie.
Cheers, Robbie.
Well done, boys. Thanks, boys. See you next week.
Shut up.
Derek,
I'm going to go for Chelsea 5-4 to win at Everton.
Chelsea 5-4. There's you. That's it. That's his little sneak up bet, isn't it? You see, brilliant.
Another tenner in his pocket.
Thanks very much, chaps.
Cheers,
we'll speak next week. Cheers, Ron. Thanks, Derek.
See you later.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.